If Lebanon had a Facebook status, it would say it's complicated, and that's putting it lightly. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to give you the latest on Lebanon's politics, why it matters, and how you can pray. You're also going to hear about a giving opportunity to spur Bible translation. The details on that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin on November 4th when Lebanon's Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, announced his resignation. In the weeks since then, though, it seems like the resignation's been put on hold, which begs the question, what's going on? Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, shares.
It's hard to know from our perspective. Sat7, of course, doesn't get involved in political things. But having just visited Beirut here in the last month, when a lot of this was going on, we found that folks were, in a sense, almost used to this. The rest of the world interprets things one way or the other, but they see these things come and go.
The political group Hezbollah blamed Saudi Arabia for Hariri's resignation, claiming that the country had indirectly declared war on Lebanon. And this proclamation caused concern for a fresh upset in the Middle East. And it's hard to say if things have calmed down since then.
Even groups like Hezbollah and whatnot, they're not viewed as negatively in Lebanon by most people as some outside view that group, because they provide a certain stability and they are Lebanese, et cetera, et cetera.
So is this recent uproar a family matter? Maybe, but it still has the potential to negatively impact minorities like Christians and refugees in the country. So pray for peace in Lebanon and that believers would remain bold in their faith. Our next story broadens the conversation from the Middle East into Iran.
Many Iranians lack peace because they have so many broken relationships.
That's Tat Stewart with Sat7. Iran's culture places a lot of emphasis on pride and honor.
It's hard for people to come forward and say, you know, to admit they don't feel good about a person or they've had a problem, so they'd rather just avoid the situation.
And this leads to a lot of division and is partly why broken relationships are so common. It's even happening within the church. But Jesus calls us to something different, and that's what Sat7 Pars is broadcasting, messages of forgiveness, reconciliation, and restoration to Persia.
You demonstrate Christianity, and you can't do that from on a street corner or from afar. You have to get into each other's lives. There's an Afghan saying. It says, I will follow my friend to hell, but I will not follow my enemy to heaven. I say make a heart connection before a gospel connection. When friendship starts, then I say you demonstrate Kingdom of God realities. Middle Eastern people and Iranians do not want to think that they're a project, that you're just proselytizing or just trying to convince them to be a Christian.
And finally, a common misconception is that a person can understand something in a second language to the same extent that they do in their mother tongue. In reality, words in a secondary language don't always compute. For example, Chris Winkler of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says a man from the Giriama people group in Kenya explained to them why the Swahili Bible just wasn't cutting it for his people. Paraphrasing, Winkler says,
the word for sin in Swahili is the word that we use for that fizzy feeling that you get in your nose when you drink soda too fast. And so when they heard about what Jesus came to do and Jesus came to save them from sin, they heard, Jesus came to save them from that fizzy feeling that you get in your nose when you drink soda.
Today, the Bible translation is complete for the Giriama. On Giving Tuesday, Wycliffe asked people to give so they could print and distribute those Bibles.
We didn't know what to expect going in. Giving Tuesday's been around for a few years now. And so last year, we raised about $15,000 over the course of the day, which was great. You know, we were really excited about it.
So God answered in a big way. And their goal was more than tripled. But there's still work to be done. If you'd like to bless the Giriama people, check out the gift catalog. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slavic Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.